Hello and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Wednesday, February 11th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, Democrats accused Attorney General Pam Bondi of turning the Justice Department into Trump's instrument of revenge. Representative Jamie Raskin, citing Justice Department investigations into James Comey, Letitia James, and six members of Congress, said, "Trump orders up prosecutions like pizza, and you deliver every time." Bondi defended her leadership before the House Judiciary Committee, praised Trump as the greatest president in American history, blamed the Biden administration for politicization, and attacked liberal activist judges. Lawmakers also pressed her over the release of the Epstein files, which exposed some survivors' names. Bondi blamed the errors on a compressed, mandatory deadline and refused to apologize directly. Raskin called it a massive Epstein cover-up at DOJ. Next, a federal grand jury refused to indict six Democratic lawmakers over a video reminding active duty military and intelligence personnel they must refuse unlawful orders. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro's office sought the indictment after Trump called the video seditious behavior and demanded prosecution. Prosecutors argued the post violated a law barring interference with military loyalty, morale, or discipline. Meanwhile, the House voted 219 to 211 to rescind the national emergency Trump used to impose tariffs on Canada. Six Republicans joined nearly all Democrats in approving the resolution, which would terminate the emergency declaration behind the 25% duties. The measure now heads to the Senate. Trump, however, has threatened to veto it, and Republicans lack the two-thirds majority needed to override. Trump also warned that any Republican who votes against the tariffs would seriously suffer the consequences in primaries. In economic news, U.S. employers added 130,000 jobs in January, and unemployment fell to 4.3%. The Labor Department also revised prior figures, showing the economy added 181,000 total jobs in 2025, about 898,000 fewer than previously reported through March 2025. The Congressional Budget Office, meanwhile, projected a $1.85 trillion deficit this fiscal year, rising past $3 trillion by 2036. The CBO said Trump's 2025 tax and spending law would add about $4.7 trillion to deficits over the next decade. Immigration limits would add another $500 billion to the deficit because lower population growth reduces tax receipts. Trump's tariffs are projected to cut deficits by about $3 trillion, but only if those trade policies stay in place. By 2036, interest is expected to consume 26% of federal revenue. CBO Director Philip Swagel called the fiscal path not sustainable. And finally, a poll found 60% of Americans disapproved of Trump's handling of border security and immigration, with 49% strongly disapproving. Trump's overall approval rating stood at 39%, about even with his 40% approval on immigration and border security. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition. WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keezer, and I'm glad you're here.